Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We're constantly bombarded with the do's and don'ts of dieting. Nina Marinello, coordinator of sports nutrition for the Department of Athletics at the University at Albany, tells us how we can sort through this information.
I'm a nutritionist, and frankly, I'm confused because there are too many mixed messages out there. Take weight control, for instance. You can't turn on the TV without seeing an infomercial for a quick-fix diet or hear a celebrity spokesperson supporting the latest weight loss plan. Then change the channel and watch a talk show featuring a health guru reporting evidence that says diets don't work. You can always count on food commercials to sway you one way or another. One of my favorites is a commercial for a yogurt with so few calories, the woman eating it is practically sucking the air out of the container. Of course, there are plenty of other commercials for tempting restaurant meals that should come with a side order of Lipitor. And let's not forget reality shows on the Food Network. After you've cried your eyes out for the mother and daughter who are desperately dieting and exercising to save their lives, you can lift your spirits by watching a cooking show with a chef who has achieved celebrity status with butter. The nightly news always has something new to report when it comes to health and nutrition, and sometimes the reports make you feel like everything you eat will kill you. Take heart, it's research, and it will change. Trouble is that too many times data is pulled off the lab bench before scientists have a chance to make sense out of it. How should you deal with mixed messages? Do what I do. Listen to what's out there, but be sure to pay special attention to that little voice in your head. It's the one that tells you you don't really need that candy bar, and you can't safely lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks no matter what the commercial says. That's my message.
That was UAlbany's Nina Marinello. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
'Cause my mother told me so long ago.